Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
We now have our umpteenth guest for today.
Which is Amy, who was ousted by Paul. She's ousted by Paul. Back again.
She was very gracious.
She was,
I haven't got to actually be in whereas Paul had to, so we swapped them round a little bit. And we've got Amy from the Apollo Theatre. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon.
So, firstly, tell people where the Apollo Theatre is, because a number of listeners may not know.
Yeah. Well, the Apollo is in Powell Street, so it's right next door to the County Press office. So anybody that ever knows where the County Press are, just take a few steps down and it's there, set back a little bit from the street.
And it was a church, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a Methodist chapel until the late 60s. Then the Methodists sold it, and the Apollo, or the New Rep Group as they were then, raised the money to buy the theatre and changed it into what it is today.
It's
a nice theatre. It's got a lot going for it as well.
Yeah, it's a lovely space to perform in and be in. And
how many does it seat out in?
It holds 132. So the downstairs, 100 in the stalls, and then 32 in the balcony.
132.
Yeah, 132.
Which is a bit of an odd number. Or 150, but
132. we are talking about maybe putting a few more seats back in. A few years ago, the fire officer came and said, spaces and widths and stuff, but we're hoping that now we've done a few improvements and a few changes, we might be able to get those back in to make it a little more of a sensible number than.
That's all right, and it's quite convenient to get it, quite accessible. In fact, you have got an accessible entrance to the stalls as well. I know, a bar, of course,
where
tea, coffee and alcoholic drinks are available.
Yes, and the cheapest in Newport, so I've been told.
Okay, I wouldn't like to comment one way or the other, but that's the opinion of Amy. what have you got coming up there then?
So we have our season, it was just coming to the end, but our next production is Lord Arthur Savile's Crime, which is written by Constant Cox and was adapted from Oscar Wilde's short story, and that starts, if I get my bit of paper, on the 29th of June and runs to the 7th of July, so that's our next actual production. So our cast are frantically learning their lines and the costume people are measuring all the men for their suits. The set builders are all building the sets and painting it frantically to make it look like this wonderful elaborate house, and that's all going very well. So
besides the actors, you've got quite a team of skilled volunteers there then.
Yeah, well, the theatre is entirely run by volunteers. It's a membership of just under 200 at the moment. Most are supportive or active and do different bits and pieces. But yes, we all lend a hand and sort of build sets, paint sets, make furniture when needed, make props when needed, run the bar, run the coffee bar, as I say, the costume department, do our own lighting, our own sound.
So do you have your own acting troupe, or do you just drag people off the street who might like to act, or both?
A bit of both, really. We have quite a few members that are sort of supportive and will come sort of time and time again, and they'll do a play and then have a play off and then help backstage or front of house,
and
then apply to do audition to do another play, and then other actors come along and go, oh, I quite like that play, so they'll come along and join us for a bit. Sometimes you don't quite have the right actor that you need, so you might look a bit further afield. In past, we've had to put adverts in the County Press for sort of a specific actor, just, you know, to make sure that the part is right for the play. We do have a large list of people that we sort of generally use, but we're always looking for new actors and up-and-coming actors.
We'll talk about how they apply or contact you in a little bit, but just to remember, we went to see Hello, Hello.
We did.
At the Apollo, which was absolutely fantastic.
It's hilarious,
performance. specifically, not only was it done really well, because when I went, I thought, can you really do it? Because you're so used to the characters on the TV series played by those actors. But once you've got past that initial bit, they don't look quite the same. It was perfectly, it was funny.
It was. It's well very done. Good.
And they stayed in character through the break.
Yes.
Which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, the team of guys that actually worked on that was one thing they wanted to do, that they're such iconic characters that everybody knows. But the script's written so well that you kind of just act the parts. They don't. Mm. You don't have to struggle to be those characters. They're that was the way they were written.
Mm.
And they were like, you know, we'd like to make the theatre the whole, you know, be this Parisian cafe.
Yeah.
Yes. So they did. So some of them came out in the interval and, you know, they kept the relationships going and the people that weren't supposed to see each other. And it just made it a fun evening for them.
It worked really well. The guy playing Rene, the lead part, he just kept polishing glasses and moving tables around during the break. And then some of the German officers came out and admonished those who'd gone outside for a smoke. So that was really a nice touch.
I liked the policeman.
The policeman was so good.
He was really good, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was very good.
But that's quite a difficult part to play, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it's one of the hardest because, you know, the others are quite straightforward with the accents. You've either got to be German or French.
Yes.
But he was neither both. German, French or English.
But the quality of the performance, you couldn't fault that in any way.
It was done very well, and the director was superb in that. You know, he kept everybody sort of working really hard and, you know, keeping them all focused. So.
Yes, but it showed.
It showed. And again, you know, we're not talking about cheap. We're talking about good value for money in terms of tickets for those kinds of things. Because you must have to pay for the rights for that sort of stuff.
Yes, we have to pay a licence fee for everything we put on. Mm. So not only for the script, but for any music that we play.
Mm.
So, you know, the costs are quite... can be quite expensive, and especially with something like Hello Hello, you know, it's quite a current production, so the royalties are quite high. You know, some plays that are a bit cheaper, but because of the size of theatre we have, we kind of, most plays even themselves out, so it's not too bad.
That's good. Excellent stuff. We'll take a little bit of music into the break, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more about what's coming up, what you're doing, and how people can help out.
Brilliant.
You're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6, and of course online. And we've still got Amy here.
We have.
From the Apollo Theatre in Newport, and you've got some more stuff to tell us about, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yeah, we're very lucky at the Apollo. We've got a resident jazz group, the Newport Jazz Group, and they perform sort of 12 concerts, or arrange 12 concerts over the year, so sort of almost one a month. And this Sunday, the 17th, which is Father's Day, just for anybody who, you know, might want to bring their dad
along.
By
the way, yes.
For a bit of jazz.
By the way, it's Father's Day.
It is the Jukebox Jazz and the Soul Grimshaw Band. So
the younger Grimshaw.
Yes.
Is that JC's son?
It is, yes. Yes. So, there's two bands. So the first... Two acts of the afternoon, so starting at 3 and finishing about 5:30,
mm-hmm.
or whenever they finish playing. You know, this is jazz.
Well, it's jazz, so. It goes on a bit sometimes, isn't it?
But the tickets are only £5.
Really?
Wow. Which is a bargain to see two bands that are very good.
So it's not £5 each band?
No, £5 for the whole afternoon. And tickets are available on a slightly different number, so it's 523879, and that's to get tickets for that. There might be some on the door, but, you know, you don't want to risk it, because, you know, they're quite...
523879.
Yes.
And I presume the usual hospitality features will be open.
Of course, yes. Ice creams in the interval. The bar will be open. Teas, coffee.
What's not to like?
Yeah. So and some wonderful jazz, I hope.
Yes.
So which will be good. So, so if you want to see a little bit of jazz, I'll come on down to that, which is very good. And then, our next season, as I said earlier, the end of this current season is finishing, and we'd then be going into, I think it's our 45th season of being the Apollo Players.
Wow.
We'll start in September, the end of August, beginning of September, and we've got the play set up until July 2019, which is a bit of a... You know, I don't know what
daunting.
I'm doing next week, let alone 2019. But,
you do now.
So we know the plays that are up and coming, and I've have a little snippet of what we've got. So the first play of the season is It Could Be Any One of Us, which is Alan Ayckbourn, which I do believe, my ear to the grapevine, has already been cast.
Oh.
So they are into production.
Wow.
And all very exciting. Then we have Peter Schaefer's The Private Ear and the Public Eye, which is one that we've actually done... about 30, 35 years ago, but it's a beautiful double bill, which we're going to revive and put back. And then for Christmas, for those of you that have planned, you know, say the dreaded Christmas word already, we're actually doing The Vicar of Dibley.
Oh,
that'll be good.
Yeah, so that's sort of an adaptation of the TV programme. Yeah.
Are you getting Dawn French in?
It would be nice. we do have a few contacts that do know her, you never know. So it would be quite nice to, you know, maybe look up, open the tabs one day, and there she is sat there. So So that's
excellent.
If you want to do something different for Christmas, then pop along and see that. So
we went up just to see the railway children, didn't we? Up at Waterloo Station.
Yes, they're actually doing it in a station.
Oh, wow.
And sitting behind us was...
Yes. Just briefly, if people find out more, what do they do?
Well, we do have our own website, mm-hmm. which is apollo-theatre.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all about our seasons, about membership, mm-hmm. About how to get involved, just being a support. We do have Facebook pages,
mm-hmm.
So Apollo Theatre into Facebook. We do have a Twitter account, although I'm not entirely sure how Twitter works, I will be honest.
Okay.
We have an Instagram account, so you can always look at different pictures of different plays on there. We have our own blog,
mm-hmm.
Which one of our members puts different things on there. So they can all be accessed from our website or our Facebook page.
Magic.
So basically Google...
Google the Apollo.
The Apollo and Newport.
Yep.
Isle of Wight.
And they will pop up.
And then we yeah.
We've got to go up to the news now. We're running out of time. It is 3 minutes to four. Thank you, Amy, for coming in.
You're most welcome.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.